All right, 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You are listening to Locals Only, the second hour of the show, where we go out, get a local Arizona artist. We bring them into the studio. We put them on the air and into your home, your car, wherever you are. Coming to you live from Studio 2A tonight, I have the pleasure of introducing Ben Tully. Take it away, Ben.
All righty.
Thank you.
only thing he never taught. Looking for an answer, they've got all they need. Why the constant questions? I've climbed up the valleys, I've run through the seas. I'm no one but me. No one but me.
Children looking to play.
can change with the drop of rain. So many secrets hanging on you like a cross. The signs that told you you were found have made you lost. They tell you lies, they make you bribes, they show you the way. I'm only me now, what can I say?
Very nice. 91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. You are listening to Locals Only. My name's Serpy, coming to you live from Studio 2A with Ben Tully.
Hey there.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's a great time.
First of all, I got to just say this. You have like the coolest name. Like Ben Tully, it can, like Ben Tully, International Man of Mystery. Like anything that you do, it just... It has a really good ring to it.
Yeah, I mean, lucky me. A lot of people, yeah, it's like one word, Ben Tully.
Ben Tully.
Yeah, throughout my life, it's often been like that.
That's funny, because I could see that. It wants to roll off my tongue the same way. Well, thanks again for being here. It's a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to talk about. I got a lot of questions from you. This new album, this new Through the Sound, this is your first album since 2015?
Yeah, this is the first album that I've like released to the world, but in other ways, it's kind of like my first album ever. Back in 2015, that was just like put it on Bandcamp, showed my friends.
Right.
And then before that, even before that in high school, I like released an album with my high school band. But this time, like really proud of it, did it really professionally, and just put it on Spotify as you do, and all the streaming services and sent it here, and yeah, the rest is history.
But there's a lot of history before that. Oh, he's probably wanting you to take the reverb off while you're talking.
How's that? Yeah.
This is where you sound back in the room. Instead of
indeed.
Out of space.
Thanks for letting me know.
But you had, so you're from Washington originally in the Puget Sound area.
Yeah. My hometown is Bainbridge Island.
All right.
So, that's where I grew up, and that's where I recorded the album. Some of my, you know, closest friends are still from there. Pretty, you know, connected community, even though I haven't lived there in, I don't know, half a lifetime ago, 18 years ago. Those are still sort of my most trusted musical companions, and a couple of them are still there. And yeah, we made an album, and just like it was like, from age 16 to mid 30s, like nothing changed.
You know, that's one of the things I love, because if I'm not mistaken, so here's the pitch in the album is a picture of you guys now and back when you were in band, right? This high school photo. This is awesome, man.
I didn't know that photo existed until one of my friend's mother, like, you know, dug it up somewhere, and we're in the same order as the photo that we took like for the album last summer. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very serendipitous. At first I thought once I put it together, I'm like, I wonder if they staged it.
No.
But no, that's just you guys are just the same.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not like the three of us were like the only three. We had lots of different friends who, you know, we all played music together,
okay,
but just happened to have that picture that's exactly like the
Yeah.
The one. So, yeah, if you told me back when I was in high school that I'd be doing this, I'd be like, no way.
I love how those things kind of come around full circle, or at least say another rotation around the sun to start you on a new journey. Because so you went from Bainbridge Island to Hong Kong?
Yeah. Yeah. I went to school in the Seattle area for college, Pacific Lutheran in Tacoma. And right my senior year, I was like, this is the time. I got to see the world after I graduate. So thought, okay, well, I read something about teaching English in Asia as a way to sort of travel while, you know, supporting yourself. So I thought, let's do it. So I just looked for jobs and ended up there. I thought it would be like 1 year and it turned into 11. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was, wow. That adventure became, you know, life for quite a while. And then, I've been in Tucson now for 3 years. Went Seattle, Hong Kong, Tucson, the three places I've been.
And Hong Kong, I mean, that obviously you must have felt like a fish out of water there for a while, right? Like totally different culture.
Yeah.
You know?
And yeah,
you
it was,
how old you were?
I was 22. It was like right, you know, 6 weeks after graduating college, I was ready to do that. So yeah, at the start, I didn't know anybody, but I don't know, when you're that age, you kind of take risks and make new friends. And, you know, I met my wife really early on, girlfriend, now wife. And that was quite an adventure.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds it. I had a friend, he did a similar thing. He wound up in Ukraine and had to leave for the obvious reasons. But he, same thing, he never thought he'd stay. And now he wishes he could go back. It's funny how those little detours in life can take you someplace so unexpected, but so enriching.
Yeah, you never know.
So you got to Tucson for work reasons or just...
No, my parents actually met here, and then they moved to Seattle like right before I was born, and then they retired here. So when we were thinking about coming back to the States, or me coming back to the States, my wife getting the green card and moving here, just made the most sense coming to where my parents are.
Yeah.
They're, you know, they came back here after 30 years in Seattle, and it's like, well... We have a kid, so the childcare and just being close to family, especially COVID was very, you know, it was tough for everybody in different reasons, but I didn't see them for 2.5 years. So it was like, we'll make up for it. And now we're here with them and it's great.
Yeah, that's and you do when you're starting a family, you can never have enough support.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent 17 years in Seattle and
oh, cool.
I just got back. I was visiting my daughter and it's kind of untouchable now. I mean, to live up there, it's just way too expensive.
Yeah, and exactly. It's a good place to visit in the summer. And
exactly. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I was up there for January.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, usually a week after July until the beginning of August, it's Eden. And then the rest of the time, it's like, where's that warm sun I
exactly.
need?
Exactly. There's a reason that I've, you know, done my recording sessions in July.
Yeah.
That was definitely intentional.
Yeah. And you worked kind of quick on this album, right?
You
went up there and you didn't even think you were going to get it all done and at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was just something new for all of us. This kind of, I mean, we'd all played so much music before, but just like, all right, guys, I have these 10 songs. Let's see how many we get done. And, you know, it was, 5 days. Because, you know, I have a job. I had limited amount of time. So 5 days, we'll just do as much as we can. And we got those 10 songs done. There was a little bit after the fact, like there were a couple moments where I sent a text to them in our group and like, oh, I could really use a little guitar arpeggio right there. Like, you know, 2:12 on the song Thoughts and Prayers. Can you do that? I'd send him a little like example. And I'll plug it in. So there was a bit of that.
Yeah.
But released about 3 months after that recording session. And I'm pretty thrilled that how it all came together.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
It really does. I gave it a listen today and then I played one of the tracks during my first set. It sounds so good. I mean, I was hearing some of the influences that were kind of listed here. Jackson Browne being one of them, and that's the one that I'm hearing the most. Love me some Jackson Browne.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. So, with what's your day job, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I work for the U of A for Extension, which is like the community outreach department of the U of A, and I teach people about like sort of environmental education, teaching people about invasive species and how to, you know, protect the desert and keep yourself safe. So. Yes, but it's quite a variety, my life. I'll go out on a volunteer event on a Saturday morning and pull some weeds with people and then, you know, have a gig in the evening. So, Yeah, but it's great. It's nice to work there and have that balance.
Yeah, yeah, that is good to have something, especially if you're not, you know, with a family, you're obviously not doing a bunch of touring and
right.
can't be staying out late in the bars and stuff. So it's good to be able to get it in where you can.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty busy, but but in a good way.
Yeah. You know? That's awesome. I'm sorry. How's your child now?
He's six.
Six.
Yeah. All so right. First grade in a few weeks.
You got your hands full.
I know.
Well, we're glad to have you here today. I got a lot of gabbing to do, but let's get back to the music.
Okay.
All right. You listen to Ben Tully on Locals Only.
Thanks. So is it all right if I do a couple covers?
Oh, yeah.
So I know that I'm super excited to present all my original stuff, but a part of my musical output these days is I do a lot of cover gigs and I try to be creative with them. And I'm using the loop pedal here. So just going to do a little slice of that and then back to the original stuff. So
yeah, it's the ship is yours.
All right.
Stillness of remembering what you had. saying. Say women, they will come and they will go. When the rain washes you clean, you'll know. Whoa, 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 you'll know. Whoa, 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 you'll know. Whoa, 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 you'll know.
Of course, Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. And now going ahead about, let's see, 30 plus years to Mac DeMarco. This one's called Chamber of Reflection. Thank you. originals here.
On a night like any other, everything began to change. Gone was the ceiling they used to cover. Oh, oh. The sky as the moon began to wane. The trees and the vines, they grew forever. Infinite stars peeked out between. Boarded a boat as light as a feather. Oh, oh. And moored at the edge of a dream. Appeared in their eyes, could sense the surprise. But soon we'd be one together, oh, is it real? Oh, that I feel the excitement of the newness from above and the jolts within. Suddenly I began to question, who were these beasts upon the ground? And so I set off towards the sunset, charting a course through the sound, sound, sound. Soon my world felt so familiar. A window was open, full moon. Only a bed, walls and a table. Oh, oh. Had I fled much too soon? They now, the beast on the ground, or were they only sleeping? Oh, is it real? Oh, that I feel the excitement of the new. From above and the jolts within. Oh, is it real? Oh, that I feel.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You're listening to Locals Only. My name is Serpy. I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with Ben Tully. Thanks again for being here with us, Ben.
Of course.
If you're just joining us, we've been talking about the new album, Through the Sound. You got any shows coming up? I know this new album, did you do a release for it yet? You got something coming up for it?
No, not really. Well, I didn't have a real official release thing, but I do have a couple exciting ones coming up. I'm playing at Tohono Chul, chilling at the Chul on July 25th. And then kind of the same category of thing, the Catalina State Park Music in the Mountains series. Oh. So those are two, you know, pretty exciting for me to do something like that. That's a couple coming up, but I have an ongoing calendar on my page there. So There's always something.
And people can catch you where on the interwebs? Like, you have a website or just
Instagram? Yeah, yeah. Well, my Facebook and Instagram, Ben Tully Music. And then on those sites, there's like a link tree that connects to my Spotify, my schedule, even my cover song list for people who want me to play parties or whatnot. So it's kind of all there. Someday I'll get an official website, but not quite yet.
Yeah, these days you kind of don't even need one, mm-hmm. usually. I mean, there's so many other things to tie you
in. Yeah, exactly.
So, I want to talk a little bit about your setup here, because I knew before you came in, I knew that you played with a loop pedal. Mm-hmm. When you got started and I was in the other booth and I heard the harmonies, and I was like, did he sneak some people in here? I mean, like, a lot of people, they're using loop stations just as back, you know, they come pre-recorded with their backing tracks, and it's kind of karaoke.
Oh, that's cheating.
I was going to say, like, you're building everything from scratch. Every song, you're like the rhythm, all of that. It's such a pleasure to watch. It makes me nervous watching it. It's like literally the whole tap in my head while I'm rubbing my belly and.
Over the years, there have been a few times where, you know, knock on wood, things have gone, you know, you make one mistake and then repeat it over and over and over again. I started doing my first kind of consistent cover gig was about 8 years ago at a hotel in Hong Kong. And the music manager sort of like forced me to buy this. And I was very like, oh, that's so impure. I'm a man with his acoustic guitar.
Right.
But once I started using it, I thought, wow, this is like a real opportunity to be creative. And especially when you're playing for like 3 hours, you know, that's it's good to have variety.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically I have my percussion. You can't see on the radio, but I've got a shaker and a tambourine here. It's like cost me $1 8 years ago. Still using it. And then, I've got the bass pedal. So just an octave pedal. And then distortion. Or I should say overdrive. And then the loop that makes just like, you press it once and then it just repeats everything. And then the harmonizer, which sometimes I'll use like three voices. And then other times I'll use just one or two or, you know, depending on the song.
Okay, so that loop pedal you have, it's basically three inputs.
I mean, I've connected these two effects pedals to it. Everything goes in the loop pedal, and then the loop pedal goes out and sends that signal into the speaker. So yeah, everything's coming out of there.
Yeah, hearing it with the instruments is great, but having that vocal harmony, that's greedy, man. I'm loving that. That's
thanks.
Really cool.
Yeah, I try to not, I like, I really like using it, but I don't want it to be like, you know, he's just the loop guy.
Right.
Like, yeah. I try to use it sort of tastefully when I can. I mean, there are going to be a few songs coming up where I don't even use it at all, but yeah, I'm just, you know, there's always in my mind so much more going on than guitar and voice. So
yeah, and I think, you know, anyone could run the risk of it being a gimmick, but that's not what you're doing here at all. Like, it's not like, because it's me and you in a room, I get to like check it all out and stuff. But if I was just out and about and you were playing, like, you make everything really full and rich. And if you're playing 3 hour gigs, restaurants, resorts, stuff like that, you want to be able to, you know, get it a little bit more sonically, you know, out there and stuff. So that's it was kind of a blessing in disguise that this guy forced this on you.
No doubt about it. One of the best blessings in disguise I've ever had. I mean, because some people resorts, all they want is, you know, background music and just play Brown Eyed Girl. And but this gives me a chance to you know, fulfill that, but also do my own thing and make it my own and be creative, because I get bored pretty quickly. And
the two covers that you did, you definitely made them your own. It's
good.
It's,
thank you.
It sounds awesome. And it's really and you don't got to split the money with the band at the end of the night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But this does not go with me on the recording. To the recording session. You know, when we recorded that album, Leave This at Home, this is just my one-man band Tucson gig thing. And then we recorded all the instruments up there, bass, drums, pedal steel, lots and lots of keyboards, everything. So it's kind of a different world.
It really is. Through the Sound, Ben Tully. highly recommend picking it up for sure. So these were your friends back in the Pacific Northwest. Do you have some folks you're putting together for an outfit down here, or is it just
not yet
solo thing?
Huh? Yeah, if you're listening and you want to collaborate, I'm always into. I mean, I'm pretty busy, but I haven't like explored that much in the Tucson, like other musicians in Tucson. Just again, busy with one man gigs and my job, but. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like playing with other people. So hopefully someday.
Yeah, you kind of start to work towards it. It is hard to, I mean, and then finding the people, but then their schedule, your schedule, it's
yeah,
a lot
exactly.
to line up.
I've been in a few bands and I mean, yeah, some of the best musical moments I've had, but also like you're saying, you know, one person leaves and then the whole thing falls apart or one person's consistently late. And so, you know, it's a double-edged sword, but yeah. We'll do some collaboration with somebody before long, I'm sure.
Yeah. Awesome. And musical family, or are you the oddball out?
Yeah, no, definitely musical family. Okay. My mom, her career has been, I mean, my parents are both retired now, but she's a piano teacher and church organist and started a artsy elementary school here in Tucson back in the 70s. So
cool.
When I was growing up, you know, after this in the 90s, I would always come home to, you know, two grand pianos in the living room, and that she would be teaching, and I'd go do my homework, and the sound would be all through the house. And then my dad, yeah, he's an actor. He's done a lot of musical theater, and they both went to the U of A and the Fox School of Music. So yeah, I've been immersed in that.
That's awesome. Yeah, you got any siblings? Any?
No, I'm an only child.
All right. So.
But my parents, they didn't actually like force it on me. It was really, I think that's one of those things where you're just like immersed in it. And then it was when George Harrison died when I was 12 in 2001 that I was like, you know, this like musical stuff that's been around me, like maybe that's my thing. And yeah,
yeah,
all these years later. And that and the Beatles are like the foundation for all everything I do is like from that inspiration and then on up.
Sure. It's a wealth of it's an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah.
What's lying in that
pool? No doubt
pool.
About it.
But that is something, sure. You can't really force it on, you know, on kids, on people in general. You know, like I wish I would have listened to my mom when I was a kid. She wanted me to play piano. She's like, you got those fingers. And I fought her. I just wanted to go play baseball and listen to AC/DC. And then as I got older and started playing, I'm like, man, I woulda, coulda, shoulda sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
But that's good that it happened organically for you. And being in a house of music and art, that's special, man. It puts a whole other subset of colors on the palette that a lot of people don't get.
Yeah. I mean, not saying I didn't fight hard against practicing.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, all these years later, it's like, thank you.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. All right. Again, real quick, those shows are when?
So July 25th is Tohono O'Toole, and then August 2nd. Is Catalina State Park. And then also, I forgot to mention, July 20th, I'll be at Monterey Court doing the Sunday brunch. I played there, I think this will be my fifth or sixth time, but yeah, really looking, it's a, you know, a Tucson gem.
Yeah.
And it's just me and one other guy, also named Ben Rainier. And yeah, we're just sharing the stage for about 3 hours and a lot of originals there too.
That's awesome. And
yeah.
Monterey Court, those brunches are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went there and had some margaritas and...
Yeah, it's a wonderful place.
Beautiful
great to support
food.
Them.
Yeah, it's good. It's awesome. All right, great. That's good to know. All right, Ben Tully, you can find him out there in the interwebs. I'm going to stop yapping and get him back to playing. We got about 13 minutes left.
Okay.
So you can either play us out or we can do it, you know, play and we'll talk it out however you're feeling about it.
All right.
91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Locals only, Ben Tully, coming to you live from Studio 2A.
That's inside of you, same as it's been. mountains and oceans. Can't change what's within. Nothing's familiar. It's all in the haze. Just close your eyes a while. Remember the days. What could be hiding under the tree? Find out tomorrow. Just wait and see. Looking for the silence. It never comes. Put on your headphones. Comfortably numb. What could be waiting over the sea? Find out tomorrow what it might be. Well, I'm no longer waiting. Found far too much. Well, you're all I could ask. Real to the touch. Well, I'm no longer waiting. Found far too much. Well, you're all I could ask for. Real to the touch.
Nice.
Okay, so. So that last song was from about 10 years ago, but I like it a lot, so I played it tonight, and this one's from the current album. All these songs have the same tuning, so I'm like conveniently playing them together. This one's called Year Upon Year. The last one was Airplanes and Oceans. Okay.
dark blue eyes, chipping away at the edge of eternity, cutting through all those lies. Coasting with the wind, not drifting down the slide, never falling in. Through the darkness, through the open door, on those starless nights, wondering what we're here for, what we're really here for. Year upon year it still takes me by surprise. Open your dark blue eyes, chipping away at the edge of eternity, cutting through all those lies.
You got 4 minutes, so okay. And then yeah, if it's, you could either play us out, or if there's another minute or so afterwards, we'll just recap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'll do. Oh, sorry. I'll do one more song, and it's gonna be one that's on the new album. So, the premiere, the first time I've ever played this live. So, and hope that my guitar string doesn't break before it. Back to normal tuning. It's a little more upbeat. So it's called You Won't Take It With You. And yeah, like I said, that'll be going to the recording studio in, let's see, today's the 14th. In a little over 2 weeks. Or no, yeah, almost exactly 2 weeks. Just put this on a tape. So hope you like it. Feel good when you put the news away, and the tension can't be held at bay. You won't take it with you. Just around the bend, mm-hmm.
join up. Feel the strength of string. You won't take it with you. Just around the bend.
.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona, locals only. Thanks for joining us, Ben Tully. This was a pleasure.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. It's a blast to be here.
Check them out online. Stay Night Earn Elude comes your way next. Thanks for listening.